A top UN advisor said on Friday that every minute 23 hectares of land are degraded by drought and desertification. He said it's damaging the economic, social, and environmental pillars needed for sustainable development. Luke Nyarkacha is the executive secretary of the UN Convention to Combat Desertification, the UNCCD. He was among those attending a meeting in the southwestern Algerian town of Tinerkouk to mark the Decade for Deserts and the fight against desertification. Speaking from Tinerkouk, a desert area, Nyarkacha says natural desert ecosystems are valuable and must be conserved, but man-made deserts must be avoided. He warns that land degradation, also known as desertification, is a global problem.
It is undermining our capacity to address the issue of poverty, our capacity to mitigate climatic drought.
He says land degradation threatens aquifers that are needed for biomass, a mass of biological organisms living in a particular area. It also increases environmentally induced migration and puts food security at risk. He calls the protection of arable land a blind spot in the climate change debate.
The peel of that land that we call soil is the most non-renewable geo-resource that we have to generate food, to generate the forest that we depend on to regulate the atmosphere, and we depend on it to reduce the runoff and increase what we call green water for biomass production.
And he says a lot of soil is lost every year.
Now, globally speaking, we're losing 12 million hectares of productive land. We are losing them every single year due to drought and desertification. 12 million hectares, it is even more than the size of my country, Benin.
Nyarkacha says managing every inch of the fertile soil available matters much more than ever before. He says the UN Food and Agriculture Organization warns that Africa could be particularly hard hit.
If the trend of degradation in Africa continues, Africa may lose two-thirds of its arable land by 2025. This will make it impossible for the continent to reach food security when you know that the continent is the fastest growing region population-wise in the world.
He says progress against land degradation is being made on the grassroots level through better farming techniques. But he says those achievements need to be enhanced and scaled up in all parts of the world. The head of the UN Convention to Combat Desertification says climate change negotiations must include land protection. He adds when land is protected, everyone wins. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.